mio di those in master form for future guidance, please. You should absorb your whole attention to him. You do have receptivity, he will talk to you, guide you like anything. This, the Christ power and God power which never leaves the man till the end of the world. Those who have seen only that light or only white light, they should continue looking into it with full attention, that will grow bright and burst. Those who have seen bright light today, they should further look into it, that will burst and give you master's form. Those who have seen golden light or pale light, that gives always master form. Those who have seen sky, they should be after the stars. Those who have seen stars, they should after the big star. And those who have seen big star, they should look into it and cross it as 10 crossed the big star today. 23 saw the big star. And those who have seen moon, 36 today, and 5 crossed it like Prophet Muhammad. Now is there anybody who has not seen light, only pitch dark, all through? I may repeat again, the only difficulty appears to be that you cannot fix your gaze. You are always aware of the outside, or aware of the breathing going on in the body, or you feel numbness in the body, or feel heaviness in the lower part of the body, or you got headache, or you are discriminating. These are 3 and 4 reasons for which cannot. 3 or 4 of you out of this crowd, only 4. If they will please the old time in the accurate way, there is no reason why they should not see. When God's grace descends, then if the rain falls in torrents and a man goes under the roof, how will he be drenched? So for those 3 or 4, you see, the purpose is, you see, just look in front of you. Don't think of the eyes of flesh and bones of the eyes and forehead. And just look in the middle of what you see, intently, minutely. Don't be thinking of the outside. When we think of the outside, how can you see within? There is one man who met me I got a letter today, yesterday as well. But he saw 3-4 times, didn't see. Then I heard him say, I put my hand here, look here, just put in whole attention here, don't think of the figure. He saw light, I saw it. Today he says, he saw light, now he doesn't see light. He's always thinking of it outside, how can he see? So I would request those who have not seen, they should have a sitting during the day, independently. And report to me, there's no reason why they should not see. And moreover, we have to think of our daily life. If life is not pure, who can you see? How can you see? Some people only insist, they go on like anything in the worldly way, and they want still to see. How can they deceive God? So you find this man's body, you see, the golden opportunity afforded to us, it is the true temple of God. Outside temples, churches, other places of worship were made after the model of man's body. We lit symbols of light and sound therein, but the true temple is the body we are carrying with us. If that light is there, of course, you take it that the light within you is not darkness. If light is there and your attention is outside and there is no light within, then just it is dead body. In the terminology of the saints, it is said, who is dead or who is alive? Guru Nanak says, only he is alive, O Nanak, who in whom God is manifest.
and it's all our dead body.
So you are down your body with toilet and this and bathing and this and that thing. It is just like in the kitchen you'll find, everywhere you'll find they adorn the dead body very beautifully. They spend so much money on that. You say just like that, all what you eat, drink and everything you do, that is just like adorning the dead body. You must see the light which is in you. The result is, we are not, if you see the light within us, if we rise above body consciousness daily, then our angle of vision is changed. Then you won't suck the blood of others, mindless. You wouldn't like to use up others' money, others' possessions. Because you know everybody is to be left. The body, very first companion that comes along with us, does not go along with us, what to speak of it? Why should we incur karma by usurping other rights, sucking other bloods, dishonest means? So to earn money is no bad thing. You must earn it by honest means. Earn money for yourself and those who are connected with you by the God, flowing pen of God, support them. And also man is one who is of use to others. Animals only support us as their children. Man is one only who supports himself also, lives on his own earning and helps others also. So evil got and evil spent. By dishonest means, whatever is earned, it is not, generally you find that is not used for the right thing. If, take the example of a lady waiting for her husband, she has gone outside, she has set his whole house in order, all clean and tidy. She has also very good clothing, well on, waiting for her husband, and the husband does not turn up. What is the fate of that lady? If we do all our practices for God and God does not appear, manifest, what is the use of all that? It so happened, you see, Namdev was a saint. His grandson, his grandfather used to worship some God. Once he had to go outside for 3-4 days, and asked his grandson to carry on that worship daily. So grandfather used to offer a cup of milk to the God, made of stone or whatever it is. Then he put under the place where the God was put, and the grandson thought the place God drinks all the milk there. So when he started first day, grandfather was away, he put the cup full of milk and then the God has not drunk it. Why? Again he closed his eyes, prayed, well, God, why don't you drink? He was under the impression that the God would drink milk daily. And the grandfather, what was he doing? He was drinking himself later on. He was deceiving God. So again he saw it was there. Well, look here, God, you used to drink the milk offered by my grandfather, why don't you drink my milk? All right, if you don't, took a razor, I'll cut out my throat if you don't eat. And the God appeared and drank the milk. So unless my dad, you sacrifice your holy thing for him, he comes up. I don't mean you all cut your throats. That means we must. God is there. He sees our yearning. Really they want it. We don't want it. We only want it for worldly things or other possessions. Or some high position or more riches or more buildings, more cars. And that's all. How many there are really anchor after God? Those anchor after God, they must meet God. God is not cruel, you see, He is merciful. We are His children. When a child cries and How long the mother go on hearing his cry? The mother come out, take him to his bosom. So what we are doing, it is last night man is caught in conscription, I would say. He's made to work for morn till night. In the conscription they pay them some pay, of course. But in the old days there was nothing like that. Only caught for work from morn till night. In the evening they got no money also. Spent the whole day in hard work. He was not of use for his own self. He could not bring up their children because they had no money. And all what we are doing in this outward penance is showy-like, mind that. God cannot deceive, mind that. I can deceive you, you can deceive me, not the God within you. Be true to Himself, you must see God. God is waiting for you. Look to your heart if you don't see Him. There's something wrong, you don't want it. When fire burns, oxygen comes to help. When child cries and does not accept anything, mother comes and takes him and hug the child. So if you're so, very particular after him, God will come up and accept you. He'll manifest himself to you. This is love for all mankind alike. Where you bear the label of one, religion has that makes no difference. He says the man who belongs to the lowest class, and in him God is manifested the highest of all. So high and low depends on how whether we are alive or dead. But this is the main thing, for that naturally true living is required, an ethical life. God cannot be deceived, mind that. Be true to your own self. I always say, God is within you, Christ's power is within you. Simply be true to Him. If you find Him true to Him, how can you do anything wrong? Baba Jamal Singh, the guru of our master, when he initiated anybody, he told me, look, I am now designing you from this moment onward. Take care. You think he's within you, how can you do anything wrong? You forget him. So this is the way of the babes, you see, like children. Now they've made it. God made of stone to drink water. It was not the stone, but that yearning behind it, that God for whom he was worshipping in the true heart. He did manifest it and drank it. And why can't we? There's something wrong somewhere. So, yearning is true. We have got a man body, golden opportunity, he will come up. No more coming and going.